All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mayonaka Mixer. This will be a podcast of daily anime, basically anime that comes out that day. We're going to try to podcast it and give you insight on how we felt about that episode on that day. Your MCs for today, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, good sir?
Yeah, name Stininator. Also go by George, kind of like the monkey.
Stininator. And I am Black Hole Player. My nickname can go as Black as well, or Al, one of those two. All right. This is a podcast to basically talk about anime. Our goal is to update daily. When anime comes out that day, our goal is to update you that day that it comes out. And our goal is to also publish our podcast by midnight. So naturally, that's why it's called Mayonaka. If you did not know the definition of Mayonaka means midnight in Japanese. The Mayonaka Mixer comes from literally the Midnight Mixer. Mixer is basically a gathering of people, and that's what we hope to do with this podcast. Gathering people up to talk about anime and basically have fun about the things that we love about anime. All right, today being Sunday, May 13th, Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to the mothers out there, to whoever do listen. Happy Mother's Day. We appreciate you all. And with that, we have only one anime that we're going to talk about today for our first show. And that being Food Wars. So, with the episode, if I'm not mistaken, of 17 or 18 of Food Wars, the third plate, we're going to talk about that. But before we get into that, we'd like to give a little insight into how we think. So, we're going to give you our top five really quickly of anime. And I think throughout our other podcast, we'll slowly break down how we got to our top five and stuff like that. We'll give you a little insight now, a little bit later on, feed it to you in doses. What can we say? So, with that, Stinator, you want to break down your top five anime really quickly?
All right, let's go. We got coming in at number five, we got Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yu, classic, classic. What can you say about Yu? Go for it.
Let's go. It has great pacing, great story. Kuwabara, English dubbed.
God tier, seriously. He talks. I'm so used to him talking, it's not even funny. Like I love his English dub was great.
Yes, it's one of the few anime I say I would prefer the English dub.
And that's rare in anime, trust me. I'm a big sub guy, but when you get a good dub, I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yeah, so that's number five in the God tier. Yusuke Urameshi, nobody mess with him. Number one punk. Then
Four.
number four, we got Jormungandr.
All right, break now what Dormagon is.
We got the adult arms dealing child soldier having.
Child Rebel Soldier. I like the way this sounds already.
Look, main character, white hair, brown skin, red eyes, Jonah. Like, if you're really close to him, you might know him as Jonathan Marr, but not many people do. Okay.
Oh, okay. That's the government name. We don't tell people about the government names like that. And must I
Right.
say, I've seen the anime myself. It has one of the more catchier outros that I've ever seen. Seriously, the lyrics. I mean, I guess I'll recite them. Her name is Coco. She is local. I say, oh no. When I say I hear that song play, yeah, that's when I know the show is about to begin. And that song alone. By the way, if you're curious of that song, the song's named Time to Attack. Yes, I have it downloaded. Yes, it's that real. It's a MC spitting on there and it's talking about one of the main characters, which is the arm dealer herself, which her name is Coco. So, yes, the song is, yeah, it's anyway, go look for it. Anyway, you two have it. Don't worry about it. Fine. Continue on, sir.
Number three, we have Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy Bebop. Go, I said too many things you can say good about this, but go ahead, break it down.
We got Space Bounty Hunters. Pretty much
Sorry, I mean,
definition.
you had me in space. When you said space, you had me there. Go for it, but just continue.
Spike Spiegel and Jet Black. Like like
It's one of those shows that when you watch, like seriously, it's like eating pie. You're supposed to only have one slice. But then before you know it, you're enjoying it so much. You've already had about a whole pie. And then you wake up like, wait, is it done already? It's that good, trust me.
26 episodes of Office of Mist.
There's a reason why people consider it as a classic.
All right, we got number two, One Piece.
One Piece. Oh, seriously, like when you hear One Piece, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Monkey D. Luffy, probably.
Mugiwara. Like seriously, you hear that so much, which basically means straw, which means straw hat in Japanese. Just in case we, you know, some people don't know that, but when you hear that, it's normally Luffy's crew here to mess some stuff up.
Yeah, like one of the shonen giants.
Seriously, top five shonen giants. Can we say that? Can we officially say that? Maybe.
I think we could officially say that.
Okay, we can check that box off. All right, all right. I can accept that.
It has the longevity to still be making anime episodes. So, like, anime episodes, and still like the manga is still a top seller. So.
Oh, that means you're doing something right. And just to get the grasp of it, for people that don't know, One Piece came out in 1999. Now, normally when you talk about 1999, you're talking about a whole bunch of other stuff. Normally you're not talking about a show being out for literally almost 20 years. So just let that marinate a little bit. You know, your favorite show is possibly older than half your siblings, a good amount of your friends. You know, it's already in college. Like, literally, just let that simmer a little bit in your thought process to let you know that a show has made it almost 20 years. And it honestly shows no signs of really slowing down. I think it's about, what, 60, 70% done? So you got a whole lot more to look forward to.
And it's still getting better. That's the great part about it.
Seriously. Like, we will get to One Piece, but One Piece will be done on the day that it comes out, which is Saturday. So you will get your One Piece feel. If you're a One Piece fan, we promise we will give you your One Piece feel. What you call a teaser, ladies and gentlemen. We will get you your One Piece fix.
And sitting at number one for me.
All right, drum roll, please. Go.
Detective Conan.
You might have to break this down for a couple people.
Look, right here. We have murder mystery galore.
Okay.
We have a high school detective given a poison, turns him back into a kid.
Oh, wow.
So he has to assume a whole nother identity so he can track down the guys who changed him without any of his friends being harmed.
Sounds like a true murder mystery.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Like, if you like mysteries and detectives, this is like the cream of the crop.
And by how many episodes it has out right now?
Look, bro, we are sitting at 901 episodes.
901. Like, that's literally getting to the level of One Piece. If I'm not mistaken, it's been out just about as long as One Piece as well.
A little bit longer, because One Piece is sitting at 836 episodes.
So it has a good 70 episodes of One Piece. And when I tell people to watch One Piece, they look at the episode count and tell me I'm crazy. Imagine trying to binge watch Case Closed. Yeah, just get your popcorn, more like get your snacks ready. You might have to hibernate a little bit in the house.
Yeah, you might want to call off from work for a few months. That's
I don't think everybody has that luxury, but it does sound great, doesn't it? I'm going to take a vacation. How long do you need it for off? I think it'll be like 2 months. Oh, is everything okay? No, I'm just going to go bury myself in the house and watch anime.
I mean, who wouldn't want to do that?
Seriously, I was about to say the same thing. Who wouldn't want to bury themselves in the house and watch anime for a long time? Completely agree with that. All right, I like that diverse top five. I'm okay with that list, seriously.
Let's go. We're going to throw it over to you, Black.
All right. So, my top five anime. Number five on my list is an old school classic, that being Rurouni Kenshin.
Ooh, nice. Tell the people.
All right, Rurouni Kenshin, the Battle Side, the Manslayer himself, old school samurai who basically, in a sense, after the war, has to get used to being a normal citizen again. But his past always comes back to haunt him somehow, some way. There's always somebody that wants to challenge this guy. But being the cool, calm guy that he is, he always solves the problem. And normally it leads with him having to, you know, use his blade a couple of times. But nonetheless, really old school anime. Loved it. Loved every second of it. Really good characters to love and hate. And I'm a big samurai guy. So nonetheless, the Battle Sai is pretty high on my samurai list. You'll find out my number one as this list continues.
Let's go.
All right. Number four on my list is Cowboy Bebop. Yes, I know it's a little bit lower on my list, but nonetheless, it still holds a pretty good place in my heart. Cowboy Bebop has that soundtrack that you just listening to. Seriously, who hasn't listened to the real folk blues before while just driving down, cruising on a good Saturday, you know, listening to it with the music blaring and singing along? I mean, seriously, there's some endings that get stuck in your head, and there's others that you play literally whenever you want. That's an ending you never turn off. And Stinator said it as well. Seriously, everything from animation, soundtrack, characters, villains, everything about this show just turned into gold when it was touched. Perfectly fine with that. So number four on my list, Cowboy Bebop. And if you haven't caught it, what are you doing? Please. I mean, after you listen to us, go watch it right now. I'm disappointed in you. Watch it.
I mean, it's only 26 episodes, so it's not like One Piece or Detective Conan. So,
and trust me, those 26 episodes are great. I'll accept you taking a day off work to watch this. So whoever you are, whoever's listening to the podcast, just one day, go ahead and binge it. You're probably going to take two, I promise you that. But binge it, enjoy it. Comes from us. We wouldn't lie to you. Trust us.
Stamp of approval.
All right. Number three on my list is Oldie But Goodie. Everybody knows of it. Everybody's heard it in some way, shape, or form. And that is Dragon Ball Z. Now, naturally, growing up watching anime, Dragon Ball Z was one of the more commercial animes that came out. And yes, I am a huge fan of it. Nonetheless, everything about that show just made it. Whether it was the villains, whether it was the main characters, I am a huge Goku fan. For me, Goku is my favorite character of anime of all time. Yes, he is. And why? Maybe because he has attitude. I love the way he eats. I eat just like Goku. Maybe not as much, but I do eat pretty close to what Goku does. And I love every second of that. My cousins call me Goku because I eat like him because of his bottomless pit stomach. And I sort of act like him. I'm pretty calm, cool, collected, but if stuff pop off with my family, you start seeing the glowing hair pop out, and you know it's bad from there. But nonetheless, yes, Dragon Ball Z, that is my favorite. I love it. Favorite character, I already told you, was Goku. And it seriously, if you didn't have a character you liked and a character you hated, then you weren't watching the same show that we were. I'll tell you that much.
Chala, head chala.
Seriously, some things you never fit. Plus, who hasn't sat there and tried to do a Kamehameha once in their life? I'm just saying. I think everybody has tried it. Like, my mom knows what a Kamehameha is. That don't mean she knows the show, but she know what it is. You know what I mean? Everybody knows what a Kamehameha is. That's all I'm saying. Some things transcend time. My kid must know how to do a Kamehameha, or it's not my kid anymore when I have one. Simple as that. But we'll leave it at that for now. So with that, let's go to my number two. My number two is a classic that a lot of people have seen. And if you've watched Toonami over the years, you know what it is. It is Samurai Champloo. Samurai Champloo is basically the story of Mugen, Jin, and Fu. This trio basically gets together and somehow, some way, ends up dealing with each other throughout their crazy adventures together. Two samurais and one girl who basically can't defend herself to save her life, but nonetheless, the two samurai does all the fighting. Mugen being the wild, crazy breakdance samurai fighter, and Jin being the smooth, calm as fish, precise samurai fighter. Clash in the beginning of the anime, and from there, literally spends the entire series of the anime trying to figure out ways of cutting each other's head off while somehow maintaining a cordial relationship. and also supporting Fu on her journey to basically find the guy who smells of sunflowers, which I believe ends up being her father. Nonetheless, the journey is fun. Again, one of my best trios in anime is these two. There is these three. And if you like laughs, if you like excellent music, I mean, god-tier music. Yes, Nujibes does an excellent job. Oh, man, seriously. Everything from Battle Cry to the ending song, everything just works out in this anime. You can listen to that soundtrack still to this day, and I do. But nonetheless, that is my number two. If you haven't seen it, again, watch it. And that's one anime I promise you will not stop watching. And with that, I get to my number one. My number one, drum roll, please. Is One Piece. One Piece is my number one anime. If you've noticed, me and Stinator have One Piece pretty high on our list. And the reason is because it's a true journey. It's almost at 900 episodes, and yet it's still going strong with gobs and gobs of fans loving the show. So clearly somebody's doing something correctly, and we agree. Story writing, everything, characters, story writing, animation, music, everything is top tier with this anime, and it doesn't let up. And that's how you create a story to last literally two decades. I mean, my favorite character comes, well, my second favorite character comes from this anime, being Zoro. I told you guys I was a sword fighting loving guy. Zoro makes this anime epic for me. Not to mention he's the right-hand man of the captain, Luffy, but he holds his own as the right-hand man. Trust me. So he does his thing. I enjoy it. Seriously, I haven't met many people who doesn't like One Piece. That goes to show you that clearly they know they're doing something right. And Robin Bay is from there, and everybody knows that Robin Bay, Nico Robin, is my bae. Yes, I claim it. I don't care what anybody else says. She is bae. It's because she's Robin, and I don't even really care to argue about it. She's bae. Simple as that. So that's my list of top five. And with that, we're going to transition really quickly into our anime of the day. Again, there's only one anime we'll be talking about today on this podcast, and that will be of Food Wars. So Food Wars is on episode, I believe, 18 of the third season, Food Wars, the third plate. And we find ourselves basically finding out the results of the battle versus Soma, main character, and Hayama, who is one of the guys that he is going against while he takes his cooking school and these cooking classes. So if you already know about the anime, you know it's pretty far in. There's a lot of characters that we won't break down and a lot of stuff that's going on. But the main thing we will talk about is the battle that they're going against. Stinator, you want to break down a little bit of this as well?
So right now we're in a promotion arc. So basically, if Soma wants to get to his second year, he has to finish this train ride through hell, basically. And Hayama is his next obstacle.
Okay.
Already beat the guy twice, so Soma not favored in this matchup at all.
0-2, and yes, he's going in as a true underdog.
And like they're using bear meat. Until this show, I never thought of people eating bear meat.
Still sounds like, weird if you ask me. Bear meat. I don't go to the grocery store wanting bear meat at any given time ever. You know, I'm just, you know what, I want bear tonight. Nah, that doesn't happen in my life. I'm good.
Yeah, but pretty much they both threw out their best shots with the meat. Hayama had his fried. And Soma did his as a burger patty.
Both of them fried in some way, but Soma, I believe, did it with bread crumbings in a sense, and I believe Hayama did his as an old school, like, basically deep fried in a sense.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, based on that, Hayama pretty much had the match in the bag.
Soma was on the ropes.
But, you know, the ever classic line, but wait!
There's more. There you go.
We had to add the sauces because, like, you can't just eat meat without the sauce.
So, wait, you're saying that the sauce did this? The sauce?
The sauce.
Okay. So I thought it was always, me personally, when you think about the sauce, not everybody has the sauce. Some people got the juice, but not everybody can get the sauce. But
But
that's
look,
another conversation for another day,
I'm trying to tell you right now that Soma had the sauce.
Somebody had the sauce this episode. I feel it.
Pretty much the sauce meat combination was the deciding factor.
Yes, it was. Soma won the battle 2-1. So it wasn't a landslide victory, but nonetheless, the battle was won by Soma. And so this battle was basically a battle versus, I would consider them to be decent friends. They're rivals in a sense, but they're pretty good friends. Soma clearly states that he was basically doing all this to make sure that Hazuma woke up. Hazuma has basically been feeling down about him losing his, I guess you would consider his laboratory in a sense, where he creates
Yeah,
everything. He was
his
feeling down
research.
and he went to the dark side. He pulled an Anakin on us. He went to the dark side. It was basically like, you know what? This is not going to work out. I'm going to take my anger out and I'm going to make sure that people know who I am in some way. But we all know that that's not how Hayama is. Hayama is not that type of character. In reality, he's been enjoying himself. Yeah, he might be a little distant, but nonetheless, he enjoys himself with his friends, and he started to appreciate that. His mentor June also saw that, and that's all she ever wanted for Hayama. So with that, the ending of the episode shows June coming back and literally slapping Hayama into some sense and let him know that what do you really fight for? And with that, Soma proves his point in basically knocking Hayama back into some sense. And knocking him down a few pegs to let him know that, hey, just because you're good doesn't mean I'm not right there, if not better than you. So we get to the ending of the episode after Soma wins, and our resident queen, Irina, runs into the post, I guess you would consider it the post-match locker room in a sense. Irina's all dripping and sweating, and Soma's like, what's going on? And Soma finds out the bad news that his dormitory, the Polar Star dormitory, all the people in it has basically lost their matches. And what makes this a big deal is that the matches are basically, if you win, you're in, you stay. If you lose, you're gone. And with that bad news, you find out that many, many characters have lost their matches. You haven't had that list on you by chance, Stenator?
Yeah, I have the top losers, I guess you would say.
Oh, that just sounds bad already, but go for it.
The ones that you didn't expect to lose.
Right.
We got Alice, number one.
Alice Bae, no. Yes, I'm sorry. Alice is Bae in this anime. I don't care. I'll fight for her. She's just that girl in this anime. And yes, she is Bae for a reason. I have a lot of Bays, I know, but Alice is Bae in Food Wars, okay? Don't get mad at me because she got red eyes and white hair. It's her. She's Bae.
Yeah, like I didn't see her losing at all.
Didn't either. I was pretty shocked when she lost because she got hands in the kitchen for sure.
She really does.
Who
And
else
then
lost?
we got her partner in crime, Kurokiba.
Oh, and by the way, if you guys aren't caught up on Food Wars, just so you know, in the autumn elections is where Soma also got hit one of his losses. But he was referring to Alice Bae's partner in crime also lost. They both, Soma and Alice Bae's partner in crime, both lost to Hayama in the autumn finals. It was close, but nonetheless, Hazuma still won by 1 point and put both of them in second place, which of course pissed everybody off in some way, shape, or form. So obviously, with him being so strong, he was considered the third strongest person almost out of the new group of talent. And for him to go down, things obviously have taken a turn for the worse.
Yeah, we also got Ikumi from Don RS.
That is the meat girl. Yes, we all know her as Niku, meat girl. And
Bikini Top,
we
I guess
understand.
you
Oh,
would say.
if you've seen the show, we know she has a lot of, I guess we consider meat to show around for everybody, nonetheless.
Hashtag Plot.
Thank you. I knew you would catch on to that.
And we also got Hisako, Irina's best friend.
And that is our medical cook. She basically cooks medically. And when I say medically, I refer to food that makes you feel better. And when we say feel better, as in like feel good, feel okay. If your stomach is hurting, she has a cure for that. She studied that to help Irina out from Irina having to do so much taste testing throughout her years of having the God Tone. So she basically made herself accessible to make sure that Irina was always okay.
Yeah, so pretty much after that, we got Polestar Dormitory Fodder, I guess you would say, because...
The second tier, right. The second and third tier. Perfect way of saying it, fodder.
Yeah, but let's see. Guaranteed safe right now is Megumi.
Megumi!
Takumi Aldini.
Yes. And those are the two that basically went with Soma. At the couple episodes back, Soma, Irina, Megumi, and Aldini, one of the Aldini brothers, all went out for basically just a time around the little town they were in. When they came back to hop on their train, they found out that their train that they were supposed to be on left already. And now those four are separated from the rest of the group, which was done on purpose due to the people of Central trying to take out all the people of the Polar Star Dormitory. So now, Megumi, Soma, and Irina are the only four that's together right now. And with the news of everybody losing, we have to find out what's going to happen to those two. And in order to find that out, that will be on the next episode for next Sunday.
All right. Meet us back here next Sunday to find out.
Well, exactly. That's what you call a tease, ladies and gentlemen. I like that. All right. And so with today being Mother's Day, we wanted to add on a little something extra at the very end. With that, I ask you, Stenator, who is your favorite mother? Or sorry, who is your favorite mother of the anime world?
All right. I guess I would say my favorite mother would be the mom from Wolf Children.
Okay, explain who that is.
Her name escapes me right now.
He will come back with that information next week, I promise, or tomorrow.
But yeah, she raised two werewolf children all alone. If you've seen the movie, you understand how rambunctious that process could be. But she's a very dutiful and proud mom, and all the love in the world for her. She's a great one. Great character right there.
All right, all right. Wolf Children was the name of the movie, correct?
Yes.
All right, we might have to check that out. So put that on your list. Yes, add that onto the calendar, ladies and gentlemen. Sounds like a real tearjerker, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a field trip, that's for sure.
All right, so yeah, go ahead and use, you know, go ahead and start cutting some onions up. Sounds like you're going to need them watching that one. All right, and so I'm going to add my mom, my anime mom, and my anime mom basically goes out to Hinata. Her actually last name now is Hinata Uzumaki. If we know who that is the wife of Naruto Uzumaki from the Naruto series. Hinata basically ended up marrying Naruto, and they end up having children together, which leads on to the next series of Boruto. Naruto's next generations. So with that, I chose Hinata because Hinata just looks like the typical anime housewife. Loving, caring, yet stern. We all know she could fight. We all know what she can do. But yet, she always has that nice caring touch. And her smile is one of those smiles that just warms up everybody. Pretty sure that might be one of the few things that caught Naruto over time. It was her loving and caring self. So happy Mother's Day to Hinata. All yeah, right.
Obviously. Hinata is Boruto's favorite parent.
Yes, I'm pretty sure of that.
If you paid any attention, you'll right. know.
All right. And so with that, we're going to wrap up our podcast for today. Look out for us tomorrow. We'll be doing another podcast on some more anime that updates tomorrow. And hope you guys enjoy us. Look out for us. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. And with that, We bid you good night. Deuces.
Deuces.